The following program is a presentation of the BeaverDamUSA.com network. Timber!
It's time for SEC Pigskin Picks, live from Catfish County, featuring Coach Billy Jack Hoover, Shelley Sizemore, and me, Professor Thorndike Sinclair.
Hi, Professor. Get it over with.
We were 8-1 last week, Coach, making us 34-8 for the year.
You know what you call that? Ineptitude. You know what the opposite of ineptitude is?
Don't say aptitude, Coach.
Exactly. And you know how you measure aptitude?
Oh, probably an aptitude test?
You are reading my mind, Professor. It tells you whether you're inept or apt. Apt, E-P-T. E for effort. Do you give 110% effort, Professor? P for perseverance. Do you keep going when the going gets tough? And T for tenacity. Are you tenacious, Professor?
Please, don't tell me you call it...
Yep, the EPT test. Has a ring to it, don't you think? It's almost like you've heard it before.
Let's talk about football, Coach. And not a moment too soon. I'll talk about Texas A&M at Arkansas. To no one's surprise, the Johnny Manziel Show dismantled Southern Methodist both through the air and on the ground. The Heisman winner threw for 244 yards and ran for another 102 as he engineered a 42-13 win. When the dust had settled, the A&M offense had racked up 581 total yards. On the other side of the ball, however, the Aggies gave up 434 yards to SMU. Arkansas, meanwhile, blew a 10-point fourth-quarter lead and fell to Rutgers 28-24. The Hogs could only muster 283 yards of offense while yielding 400 yards to the Scarlet Knights. Do you think Manziel and company are licking their chops? They're probably already sitting on the bus, Coach. This one will likely get ugly pretty quickly as Texas A&M rolls. Okay, Coach, who's going to win the rest of them?
Thanks, Professor. Ole Miss is undefeated and ranked 21st in the nation. That's going to take a change for the worse after the Rebels visit Tuscaloosa. Alabama wins. Now, Florida isn't through losing this year, but they'll beat Kentucky. Missouri will beat Arkansas State. South Carolina will beat Central Florida. After two high-profile road losses, Tennessee will handle South Alabama at home. And Vandy will beat UAB. All right, we're going to take a short break, but when we get back, we'll get Shelley Sizemore on the phone. She's on her way to Athens, Georgia for the Slobber Knocker Game of the Week.
Let's see. Bacon, sweet tea, official Beaver Dam clothing. Yes, those are a few of my favorite things, especially the clothes. Of course, you can always go to BeaverDamUSA.com and shop. And if you live close to Cleveland, Tennessee, you can get the same tank tops and t-shirts at Lee's Used Books and Media, right there at 204 Grove Avenue behind Save-A-Lot. Just tell them Shelley Sizemore sent you.
Lee's Used Books and Media at 204 Grove Avenue in Cleveland is your headquarters to buy, sell, and trade used books, CDs, DVDs, video games, and gaming systems. As a leading provider of used books and media, Lee's takes pride in offering the best product at a low cost. That's Lee's Used Books and Media behind Save-A-Lot in Cleveland. Visit them Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Lee's Used Books and Media.
Welcome back to SEC Pigskin Picks. We're joined now by Miss Shelley Sizemore, who's on her way to this week's Slobber Knocker Game of the Week, Georgia versus LSU. How's it going, Shelley?
I'm about to pull my hair out, Coach. You know my cousin Nadine, who works for the CIA? Well, she got called out of the country, and she left her three kids with me to babysit. I don't know anything about babysitting kids, and they are driving me crazy. You all be quiet back there. I'm on the phone.
Your cousin works for the CIA? What does she do?
We don't know, but what I do know is she can push a button on her cell phone. In about 3 minutes, a squadron of Air Force jets fly right over wherever she is. We love it when she invites us over for the 4th of July. Bobby Joe, give Billy Joe back his marshmallow shooter. Josephine, get that out of your mouth. It's been on the floorboard.
Talk about the game, Shelley.
Well, Bulldog quarterback Aaron Murray has already thrown for over 1,000 yards this year, and six Georgia receivers already have more than 100 yards receiving. It's hard to stop the pass when they spread it out so well. On the ground, Todd Gurley is a man among boys. Take that marshmallow out of your nose, Bobby Joe. Meanwhile, LSU quarterback Zach Mettenberger has numbers similar to Murray's, and his favorite targets are Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry. Sophomore Jeremy Hill has surprised everyone early on to become the Tigers' leading rusher. This is going to be one to watch, Coach. If I can get these kids to behave so I can enjoy it. In the end, Georgia has been battle-tested, and LSU has not. The Dogs win it.
Thanks, Shelly. Good luck with that babysitting. All right, we're out of here. Go visit BeaverDamUSA.com and follow me on Twitter at Coach Billy J. And follow Shelly at C-H-E-L-Y Sizemore. Now give me 20 slackers.
What do you mean your shoe just flew out the window? Well, you'll just have to hop on one foot. Your mama is going to need the Air Force to help her when she gets home.
This has been a presentation of the BeaverDamUSA.com network.